Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received from His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our salvation. O come, let us worship Him, let us kneel and bow down before Him, let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. The Almighty and Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear the reading of the Holy Gospel from the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 11th verse. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not found any who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Here ends the gospel. In the name of him who has the power to heal us, dear fellow redeemed. This gospel account that we just heard is generally thought to have one particular focus, namely the matter of gratitude or the thankfulness of the one leper who returned to express his thanks to Jesus and to give glory to God for the fact that he was healed. And then, on the other hand, the lack of gratitude in the 9 who failed to come back and give thanks. But focusing on just that aspect of the story, gratitude versus ingratitude, neglects several other aspects of the story that are very important, such as the awareness of the 10 lepers concerning their plight, their beautiful confession concerning the power of the Son of God, their prayer, which became the model for the basic prayer of the church, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy, their hearing of the word of the Son of God, and their response and obedience to that word, the power of that word, and finally, faith and the gratitude and doxology which flowed from faith. All of these themes are to be found in this wonderful gospel account. Let's begin with a look at leprosy. The 10 men in the story were lepers. Infectious skin diseases were a part of the experience of people in biblical times, both in the Old Testament and in the New. 2 long chapters in the book of Leviticus lay out what is called the law of leprosy under the Old Testament, all the regulations for dealing with the disease under the law of Moses. The amount of detail we find there is really quite amazing. And when we come to the New Testament, we find several accounts in which Jesus deals with people who were afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy is a disease which affects the skin, the mucous membranes lining various organs of the body, and the nervous system of the human body. It is caused by a bacterium. The symptoms of the disease were obvious to people in ancient times because they were right there on the surface of the body. It was not difficult to diagnose leprosy. Discoloration of the skin, lumps and a scaly appearance on the skin, and its advanced stages, it could lead to disfigurement and deformity of the face and the limbs, and it was understood to be highly contagious. It's not surprising that leprosy came to be thought of as a metaphor for the human condition under the curse of sin and death. Few diseases illustrate so directly to the senses what it means to be mortal as leprosy did. Leprosy seemed to be decay and death itself made obvious to the senses. You could see it, and the sight was not pleasant. And you could touch it, and its feel was ghastly. And I'm guessing you could probably smell it too, and its odor was the revolting odor of decay and death itself. People who had leprosy understood what it meant to encounter the appearance, the touch, and the smell of death in their very bodies. They carried on the surface of their bodies those constant reminders that they were mortal beings. The contagious nature of leprosy was understood well by the ancients, and people afflicted with leprosy had to live in some form of isolation or seclusion from the rest of society. And when they encountered other people along roads and pathways, they were required to keep their distance and to shout out unclean so that others would know to stay away from the contagious disease. 10 men afflicted with leprosy encountered Jesus as he made his way from Galilee through Samaritan territory and on his way to Jerusalem. In keeping with the regulations imposed on their behavior in public places, they did not dare to get close. They stood at a distance and they called out to him. They lifted up their voices and shouted to him from a distance. Somehow, they had heard about the power and the compassion of this Jesus of Nazareth. This incident comes from a time toward the end of Jesus' 3-year ministry. And they had come to believe that he could undo the ravages of disease in their bodies. And so they came with hope. Their hope gave them courage to call out and address him, Jesus, Master. Their petition was expressed in one word in the Greek language, eleison, have mercy. Their one hope was that the Son of God would show mercy to them in their pathetic condition. They had nothing to offer or show to him other than the ugly manifestations of their disease. But they had come to have hope because they had heard of Jesus' power and compassion. Jesus' response was a simple word in the form of a command. Under the Old Testament law of leprosy, if a person somehow recovered or was cured from an affliction with leprosy, the cure had to be verified by a priest before a person could rejoin regular society again. And so Jesus simply gave a command. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, whether or not this is what they had anticipated that Jesus would do, we don't know. But they simply did as he commanded. They must have recognized immediately that what he told them to do was prescribed in the law of Moses for those who were cured of leprosy. And the result was that they were cleansed of their disease. It's interesting to think about what must have happened. What was it that they noticed first? Did they look at each other's faces and see the deformity or disfigurement melting away? Did they look at their own hands and feet and see restored limbs? Did they touch formerly afflicted areas on their bodies and feel soft skin where scales and lumps had been before? Did they notice that the odors they had grown accustomed to for months or even years had vanished? We don't know exactly what happened, but St. Luke simply records, as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus gave a simple command, they did what he commanded, and they were cleansed. And then one of the ten, not a member of the race of Israel, but a foreigner, a Samaritan, when he comprehended that he was healed, this one turned around, postponed his visit to the priest for the verification of his healing, and came back to Jesus and fell at his feet, right before him, up close now, because now he was healed. And he thanked him and glorified God for the healing. There are many places in the Gospels where we see how people were surprised and amazed at what Jesus said and did. And there are a few places where Jesus expressed surprise. And they have to do, those places where Jesus was surprised, have to do with the extremes of faith and unbelief. And maybe there's a little bit of both of that here. He was astonished that 10 were healed, but only one came back to give thanks. And he was astonished at the faith of this foreigner, this Samaritan, this outsider who came back to give thanks and to glorify God for his being healed. And Jesus sent him on his way with the assurance that by faith he had grabbed hold of what had saved him, the power of the Son of God active in a word of God. Now, this gospel account is really the worship and liturgy of the Christian faith, all wrapped up in one, the pattern of our worship and life. It begins with the awareness of our condition, awareness that death is our lot, and that it is around us and in us, and it will ultimately overtake us. The sight, the touch and feel, and the odor of death surround also us, and we are helpless in the face of it. There's nothing we can do about it. And that drives us to the Son of God in human flesh to find escape from death in him. And so we too cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy. Kyrie eleison. Because only in the mercy of God is there hope. And we find that he has had mercy, that the Son of God in human flesh in the person of this Jesus of Nazareth is the very expression of the mercy of God to us in our need. He has won for us escape from death and decay. By his life and sacrificial death and resurrection from the dead, he has gotten victory for us. And we need only be directed to where he gives it to us. And he does that. To the lepers, he spoke a word, go and show yourself to the priest. He says to us, hear the word of absolution, be baptized, partake of the sacrament of his body and blood. Hear my word proclaimed. In all these ways, the gospel comes to you and it cleanses you. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you, he said to his faithful. Your faith in that word of the gospel has made his cleansing your very own. But we don't see that cleansing in quite such a dramatic and immediate way as the 10 lepers did. We hear the word of our Lord, you are already clean, and we have to cling to that word in faith, even though we live with the old, dirty flesh as long as we are in this world. And where there is faith, there is also gratitude and doxology. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises of him who cleanses us by his word. Amen.
our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.